This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You think you've had a tough week? Spare a thought here for hedge fund manager and sometimes activist investor Bill Ackman. Ackman and his company, Pershing Square Capital Management, sold their stake in the controversial pharmaceutical company Valeant on Monday, losing $4 billion in the process. That is not to say you ought to feel sorry for Ackman. He is personally doing fine, and he has a reputation for taking big and controversial stakes in companies that don't turn out so well. So there's that. But before Valeant, there was Herbalife, the nutrition and weight management company that Bill Ackman said and says in reality is a pyramid scheme and a fraud. And in a very public way 3 years ago, Ackman announced he was going to be shorting Herbalife stock to the tune of $1 billion. I'm going to let Bill Ackman himself explain here what a short is.
Imagine for a moment that a friend of yours collects rare coins, and you have the view that those coins are going to go down in value. So the way you would short those coins is you call up your friend and say, can I borrow a few of your coins? And he says, sure. And you borrow the coins. You then sell them for the $1,000 each that they sell for in the market at the time. And then you wait for them to drop in value. And you turned out to be right, and the coins dropped in value to $500. You go back into the market. You buy them back for $500. You've sold them for $1,000. You've repurchased them for $500. You've made $500 on each coin. And then you return the coins to your friend. Your friend is in the same place he was when he started, and he has the same coins that he started with. You might have to actually pay him something for borrowing the coins because he loaned them to you. So you might pay him an interest rate. So he's happy because he's made an interest rate. He's made interest lending you the coins. You've made money profiting from the decline in the value of the coins, and that's short selling. That's when it works.
When it works, being the key phrase there. The saga of Ackman's $1 billion short on Herbalife is the subject of a new documentary by Ted Braun. It's called Betting on Zero, for the price Ackman's hoping the company's stock goes to. The film is out in some theaters this weekend. Ted, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Pleasure to be here, Kai.
Tell me why this story, which is kind of down in the weedy Wall Street-y kind of stuff. Tell me why the Bill Ackman Herbalife story got you.
I was intrigued by two elements right from the outset. Bill Ackman, hedge fund Wall Street titan, donning a white hat and going on a moral crusade. That's not something you expect every day.
Mm-hmm.
Herbalife, allegedly a massive multi-billion-dollar New York Stock Exchange listed pyramid scheme. And I thought, regardless of the outcome of this battle, something unexpected was going to happen and audiences would be surprised and I would as well. And I haven't been disappointed.
What do you make of Ackman's obsession with Herbalife? Because he, as he says in the film, spent $50 million investigating, tracking down, and then $1 billion investing in the demise of this company.
As he said publicly and as he says in the film, he invests money on behalf of a fund of investors that he has. And he, I think, has come to the judgment that this is an investment which is ultimately going to be very profitable for him. There is, however, another dimension, which is a sort of moral conviction that he is bringing to light a massive problem. And that moral dimension to his crusade, I think, has given him an additional fuel and has helped keep him and his investors in this fight for much longer than I think a lot of people expected.
This is not an original thought of mine. And in fact, somebody in your film says it. One of Ackman's investigators says it. Why would you ever take a moral issue to Wall Street?
I think he believes that by bringing this issue to Wall Street, he will also bring it to the attention of federal regulators, which I think, in fact, happened.
Yeah, and that not to spoil the end of the film,
sure.
but it has happened, right?
No, it has happened. It's a public fact. The Federal Trade Commission conducted a two-year investigation sort of paralleling the time of production. But I think also he felt that when the facts came to light and that when the government finally weighed in, the markets would respond. I think he was using the forum and the muscle that a fight on Wall Street has to provoke a public reaction as well as a regulatory reaction.
Can't talk about Ackman and Herbalife without talking about Carl Icahn and the titanic, for lack of a better radio-friendly phrase, spitting contest that those two engage in over Ackman's short and Icon buying in to the stock in a very big way.
It was one of the most colorful moments, I think, in the history of business television.
Which is saying something, by the way.
It is saying something, yeah.
CNBC, those two are doing on the phone and literally yelling and screaming at each other.
They are. They are.
Billionaires.
I never said that I want to be friends with you, Bill. I wouldn't
okay.
be friends
okay,
with
Carl.
You. And
okay.
I wouldn't. You said
okay,
to me you'd like to be friends so that we could invest together.
Carl, I have no interest. Do you think I want to invest with you? Okay, let's move on.
I wouldn't invest with you.
Let's move on.
You're the best man on earth.
Let's move on.
Come on, you guys.
That's the reaction that a lot of people had while they were watching this unfold. It isn't in the film, but in the audio from the television broadcast, you can hear behind Scott Wapner, who's broadcasting
to
the floor, behind the CNBC guy, you can hear traders groaning, as though they're witnessing a sort of boxing match in which, you know, combatants are delivering death blows. It's a very colorful moment. But, you know, I think for a lot of people, in the context of how many lives are being affected by this battle, it's a fight that, as entertaining as it is, raises some questions about the effects of their actions on ordinary Americans.
By the end of the film, Herbalife has been sanctioned. Ackman still has his short on. Carl Icahn has been, as of this past December, appointed to President Trump's Regulatory Advisory Council. Do you suppose Ackman would think it's all been worth it?
You'd have to ask him. He's said some interesting things publicly. He said that this is probably the last big public short that Pershing Square, his fund, will engage in. He said it's just not worth the brain drain. In other words, the amount of energy and time that his firm has to commit. That said, he maintains his short position, and he continues to say, you know, regardless of whether the firm continues his investment, he's going to continue to work to bring Herbalife down. So,
it's a film called Betting on Zero by Ted Braun. Teaches at USC when he's not making movies like this. It's a fascinating film. It's a fascinating film. Ted, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai. Pleasure to be on the program, and pleasure to speak to your listeners.